as I get started, I want to first remember Ann Crawford in prayer and her family. Jeff's sister, Ann's daughter, is suffering with vision issues, I understand, due to COVID. And all of her children have it as well, correct? And so we want to lift them up in prayer. Father God, I ask your healing hand to be upon that family. Restoration of vision, restoration of all body functions, God, and total healing in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Ann better get back here soon, because Ann mothers me. Did you know that? You got to share. Can't help you. She mothers me. I love her so much. Ann, hurry home. I know you're watching. All right, Wonder Woman 2021. Wonder Woman is a wake-up call for humanity. It's a wake-up call for those that are lost and outside of Christ, but it's also a wake-up call for those that are in Christ. We will need super strength moms, dads, women, and men. We will not defeat the enemy. We will not defeat the world with normalcy. The standard quo has got to go, and we have to usher in a new move of God. As we look at the adventures of Wonder Woman, we see that she had to make a very difficult choice. Would she give in to her own desires, or would the greater good for all mankind prevail? The enemy has closed in. We are surrounded. We're being pulled at to join their ranks. Listen, the devil has succeeded in pulling people from the church. I can remember 150 people being in this building. Don't clap. The devil has succeeded. He has used a virus. He has used death from the virus. He's even used disagreements of policy concerning the virus, along with politics, immorality of all types. We are disagreeing about what sex can use what bathroom. Can a boy play sports on a girl's team if he thinks he's a girl? These are things we never considered 20 years ago. There's a new spending proposal in legislation in the amount of $4.1 trillion. And the government thinks they're going to get it from the rich people. I have a message for them. The rich people wrote the rules. And if you mess with their rules, they'll write new ones. I don't know how to quantify $4 trillion, but I know the USA does not have $1,000 to give. They are broke. They are in debt. I know the rich aren't going to give it. I know, like all things, that it'll be placed on the backs of the middle class. Inflation is about to skyrocket. Desperate people do desperate things. An honest, hardworking mother will resort to stealing to feed her children if you back her in a corner. Housing prices are jumping. Gas prices are jumping. Food prices are jumping. Matthew 24 says this. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. We're living that sentence today. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Now, I believe there is an answer to all of this. This is not the worst times in all of history, but we may be closer than you think. We look in Genesis in the times of Noah, and the Lord said, "The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time." That was the worst time in history. I don't know how far we are from that, but I see us getting closer each and every day. The movie starts with a young Diana who will become Wonder Woman. We'll find her in training, and she's in the middle of a race, and we see that she looks back and plows into a tree. She's lost focus, and she tries to take a shortcut to win the race. If we are going to become a great kingdom under God, we must stop looking back. Can I tell you that that is the greatest obstacle I face as a pastor? Everybody wants to tell me that they're the way they are because of something that happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago. I got news for you. Something happened to you. Something happened to you. Something happened to you. Something happened to me. Something happened to you. Get over it. We're not going to move forward if we continue to look back. Life is messy. We make huge mistakes. If we're going to become great, we have to stop defining ourselves by our past and start defining ourselves of whom we can be. Luke 9:62. Jesus replied, just so you don't think I'm making this stuff up. Jesus replied, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." You cannot serve while you're looking back. You serve while you're looking ahead. Otherwise, it'll interfere with what you're doing. We must also realize that there are no shortcuts in Christianity. We cannot decide to go on a different path other than the one that God has for us. We need brave Christians. The movie made this great statement: bravery is the courage to face the truth. clip two.
Your time will come, Diane.
When?
When you're ready. Look to the Golden Warrior, Asteria. She did not become a legend out of haste. She did it through true acts of bravery. Like patience, diligence, and the courage to face the truth. One day, you will become all that you dream of and more. And everything will be different. This world is not yet ready for all that you will do.
To become great in the kingdom of God, you're going to have to face the truth about yourself. Are you ready to face the truth concerning your own life? Can we face our sin? Can we decide to walk away, even if we desire it, for the good of the kingdom? John 8, 31, 32 says, to the Jews that had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We don't like the truth unless it applies to somebody else. We are tempted with sin, and the devil seems to know our exact desires. In the movie, a stone has been uncovered due to a botched robbery at a jewelry store. And the stone represented Satan, for it claimed to grant you whatever you wished for.
Here it is.
What is it?
I think the technical term here is extremely lame. it's citrine, a classic stone used in fakes throughout history. I can't imagine this is worth any more than $75. What do you think?
Fakes aren't my forte, but let me see. Latin.
Well, at least it's an antique, right?
Or purchased from a stall on the Ponte Vecchio last week. Mm-hmm. You never know. Place upon the object held but one great wish.
You read Latin?
Yeah. Yeah, languages are a hobby.
Maybe that's like a lucky charm or something?
Yeah, I guess. Strange.
I really wish I had a coffee.
We're fine.
Hey, I got Erica a coffee, but she's out sick. Does anybody want this?
What? Yeah, I'll take one. Ooh, hot.
Did you see that? Oh. Can you imagine?
If only.
So many things I don't even know what I would wish for.
I do.
We find Diana, who is Wonder Woman, has innocently wished for her lost love to return without any understanding of what that would entail. Her co-worker, the blonde, Barbara, had a different wish. Her wish was to be special in the eyes of other people.
I do know what I'd wish for.
to be like Diana. Strong, sexy, cool. Special.
Now we're going to introduce you to the nemesis of the story. His name is Max. Now Max is power hungry. Isn't it funny how we all want something and we'll chase it without regards to what it's going to actually cost us? Max, let's introduce you to Max, clip 5. That's it for Max? That's it for Max. Max is attempting to steal the stone because he wants the power of the stone. He's a man who seeks above all things power. He decides the best way to be empowered is to wish to become the stone. Clip 6.
One great wish? I've been waiting. I wish to be you, the dream stone itself.
Wanted to become God. He wanted the ultimate power. Now we see Max is desiring the ultimate power to become like God by asking to be the stone. But the problem is this. Satan never gives you anything. He'll let you hold it. He'll let you look upon it. He'll let you get attached to it. And then he's going to take it from you. I always remember the night I interviewed a drug dealer. If anybody was here on that night that I interviewed the drug dealer who cried in my arms for 45 minutes when it was done because he told me nothing was off limits. Be careful if you tell me that. That's dangerous. Because I asked him, I said, you must have made a lot of money selling drugs. And he started bragging about all the money he made selling drugs. I said, oh, then you have a Mercedes in the parking lot. And he came to the realization that it was all gone. He didn't have any of it. And I went on and on and on, and I showed him how Satan gave him everything and stripped it all back from him. The Bible says all perfect gifts come from above. I hear all the time about people who made fortunes and lost them. Made fortunes and lost them. I stand at 60 years old, and I've only went in one direction because I got it from God, not from Satan. So here is Max. He has become the dream stone. But there's a problem with the dream stone. You see, it tricks you into declaring your wish, and then it decides what price it's going to cost you. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. In other words, you can sin, you can have sin in your life, but there's a price to pay for it, and that price is death. And the death that they're talking about here is eternal separation from God. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Clip 7.
I wished for better. That with every ounce of my being, I wished that black gold would change the world for all of us. And I know you wish that too.
Of course I wish that too.
Then your wish is granted. And in return, I'll take all of your shares and full control of black gold. After you are somehow magically removed from my path.
In a what?
Forever.
Satan tricks us into desiring things that we don't need to desire. For some, it's material things. The next biggest house, the next shiniest car. I was fortunate I got married to a grounded person. Because I wasn't so grounded, and I was always chasing the next best thing, and she would set me down and said, nope. We live in the same house we've lived in for 38 years. Because she refused to let me buy a bigger house. I would come to her and say, honey, it's time for us to get a bigger house. And she would say, do you have the check? Can you write the check? Then we're not getting a bigger house till you write the check. You go make the money, and when you have the money, come talk to me. By the time I did that, I didn't want the bigger house anymore. Some of us want position, even in church. You jockey in politics for position that's not given to you. We had some musicians come in that were professionals. And they wanted to take over the praise team. And I looked at them and I said, no. They could sing, play every instrument there was. They were phenomenal. Husband and wife team. Just amazing. And the praise leader I had wasn't that good. But see, the problem is I was sitting on the front row one day and God said, this person is your praise leader. And I said, God, that person don't know nothing about leading a praise team. And he said, yeah, but that's who I want to be the praise leader. And I said, okay. I'm sitting here knowing I got problems. 10 minutes later, the person comes up to me and says, I need to talk to you. I said, yeah. She said, I think God's asking me to be the praise leader. I said, great, you're it. Go. See, that's what people don't understand. If God gives you a position, don't you think he's going to tell me so that I can make it happen for you? I had one lady come up to me one night and said, I'm supposed to preach tonight, God said. I said, yeah, that's funny because God told me to preach tonight. Go sit down. Now, had God said to me, so-and-so is going to preach tonight, I would have said, there you go. There's no point in jockeying for position. You're not going to get it. You're only going to get it if God tells me to give it to you. And you have no jockeying to do because nothing's going to change that. We chase power. We chase money. We chase possessions. And we don't realize what it cost us to have those things. It's amazing what we're willing to give up to satisfy a selfish desire. Not only do we not understand the cost, but we even fail to consider it. I'll get somebody and they'll buy a car and they got their payments and ask them, well, how much will that cost you over the life of the loan? Huh? I don't know. I could afford $500 a month, I'm out. See it all the time. Well, how much interest? What's your interest rate? I don't know. How much interest are you going to pay in 5 years? I don't know. All you knew is you had a selfish desire and you fulfilled it without any consideration to the true cost. I went to the dealership with somebody not too long ago. They came back with 29% interest. They did. 29%. And they were just looking to see what their payment was going to be to see whether they could afford it or not. I said, no, you're not going to afford, we're out of here. And I looked at the manager, the finance manager, and I said, I will not allow you to put these people in bondage. I don't know if anybody was happy with me that day, not the people or the dealership. Stopped them from getting a car, and I stopped the dealership from selling one. Diana declares that there are many gods of different things for different reasons, and that their indwelling makes them powerful. We too have many gods. The truth is that whatever you put above God becomes your God. Has your family become your God? Has the TV become your God? Has money become your God? Exodus 20, 3 through 5 says, you shall have no other gods before me. For some it's sporting events. For some it's hunting. For some, and the list goes on and on and on. I was famous for putting work before God. Man knocked on my door. And he said, I'm new in town and I'm starting a class for young married people. And I want to invite you and your husband to come join the class. And my wife broke out into tears and said, my husband will never come. Perfect stranger. And she's crying in front of a perfect stranger. And she says, he's always working. That was my God. That man called me up sometime later that week and said, I need to tell you something. Excuse me? He says, you don't know me, but I'm going to tell you anyway. You cannot do what you're doing. He's lucky he did that over the phone. He was right. I was working 7 days a week, never took a day off. He was right. Funny thing, still couldn't pay my bills. Now I work half a week, pay all my bills. Go figure. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all things will be added. I was seeking first my ability to work and I couldn't make it. And then I put God first. You see, I listened to that man. Wasn't easy. You have to lay your pride aside. And I listened to that man and I went and I joined his class. And I stopped working on Sunday mornings. Hey, there's a process to everything, Jack. Don't you listen to anybody who tells you you're supposed to change from A to Z in a matter of 30 seconds. It takes time to walk the journey. You took time to walk your journey. How about giving somebody else time to walk their journey? Then they told me there was church Sunday night. Oh, no. After a while, I didn't work Sundays anymore. Then after a while, I didn't work Wednesday nights anymore. I started taking days off. I had the wrong God. Didn't realize it because it didn't look like the form of a God. But it was my God. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. I think God takes this pretty seriously. That sounds like Donna. All right. We find Max, who's become power hungry, begins his quest to be empowered. The question to ask ourselves is, are we empowering the devil? Are we giving him ammunition to destroy with? Every sin that you commit will empower the devil to come against you. And we find that Max headed to Egypt to get control of the oil. The oil baron thinks he's put one over on Max because he sold all his oil to Saudi Arabia. So Max takes the baron's next best thing, his security team, leaving him vulnerable. We might think we got something past the devil, but the truth is nothing goes without consequence. And the devil is going to lead you in a very vulnerable place. Proverbs 11:21 says, "Be sure of this, the wicked will not go unpunished, but those who are righteous will go free." Wonder Woman has been researching the stone and has uncovered that civilizations who have had the stone collapsed catastrophically without a trace. Clip 8.
One second.
So you're a Mayan?
Well, I'm a citizen of the world.
It says your name is Frank.
And most of what I know is a past life thing.
So that's a no.
But to answer your question, yes. My great-great-grandfather left me this. I don't know everything about it, but I have been warned. I'm better off that way. What I do know is it destroyed our people in a matter of months. The few survivors, they buried the stone, never to be exhumed under any circumstances.
Can I see that?
Be my guest.
What? What is it?
The Calafria Hero.
What's that?
Very bad god. The god of lies, Dolus Mendacius, Duke of Deception. He's been called by many names, but if he's the one who empowered that stone, there has to be a trick.
What do lies have to do with granting wishes? It seems more like a dream stone to me.
Wishes with a trick. The monkey's paw. Beware what you wish for. It grants your wish, but takes your most valued possession. Diana, your powers.
No, that doesn't make any sense. What's more precious than what you wish for?
How do we stop this?
The legend said it can only be stopped by destroying the stone itself or give back what was given. My people couldn't do the first thing and refused to do the second. Now the culture is destroyed, wiped from the face of the earth.
No.
Are we going to allow America to collapse? If we continue to allow the devil to do whatever he wants uncontested, we will collapse. See, it wasn't the stone that caused the civilizations to collapse in the movie. It was the evil desires of the people that obtained them through the stone that caused the collapse of the civilization. It's hard to imagine America that doesn't exist, but I assure you it's possible. Max now has become the representation of the God of lies and deception. Acting as if to empower the people, but really only empowering himself. In the movie, Wonder Woman is the one fighting Max. But in real life, Jesus was sent to fight our enemy. Hebrews 2:14 says, "Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil." Jesus came to break the power of sin in your life. I can tell you that it's frustrating as a pastor when someone has sin in their life and they don't break it. They want to break it. They cry about breaking it. They tell me they desire to break it, and yet they refuse to break it. And the thing that drives me insane about it is the simple fact that I know that if they could break it, they would reach heights they've never dreamed of. But they can't let it go. First John 3:8 says this: "The one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work." We have somebody fighting with us. We find that Max is not alone. Barbara decides she's not willing to give up anything or allow anyone to take it from her.
I can't let you stop Max. You're not the only one with something to lose. Turns out wishing to be like you came with some surprises.
Not let anything be taken from them. Wonder Woman has had to decide to sacrifice. She said she gave up everything, but she just wanted to keep just one thing. Just one thing. What is your one thing? That one thing that you refuse to give up. I think we all have one. Wonder Woman realizes that she doesn't have a choice in order to save the country. You see, the thing she wished for was her long-lost love, who had died many years ago, to be in her life again. That was the other gentleman you saw. He came back in a different body, but yet he was that person. But she gave up the thing that was most important to her, and that was her power. It is your power that you give up. in your sin. Listen to me. Do you have the power to heal? To lay your hands on somebody and stop the amputation? To wake them out of the coma? Do you have the to lower their blood pressure? Do you have the power? If you don't have the power, it's because you traded it for your sin. There's something you're holding on to that's blocking you. The Bible says we have the power to heal the sick. To raise the dead. That sin that we're holding on to is robbing us of our power. Just like the wish that Diana made is now robbing her of her power. She's no longer able to do the things she used to do. She's become vulnerable. But she realizes now that she doesn't have a choice. And I'm going to have to stop here. I haven't got to the good part yet. But I want to leave you with this. We no longer have a choice. We've played with God for a long time. And we no longer have a choice. You see, we're going to lose it all. We're powerless. I hear this all the time. Why don't we see miracles in the church anymore? Why? Because the sin has rendered them powerless. We had a miracle here last week. Yes? Somebody's blood pressure was restored in a matter of an hour. From an all-time high to an all-time low. I wonder how powerful we could be as a team, as a family, if we let go of the sin that we're holding on to. I wonder if we could save America. I hope you'll come back next week. This is going to get really good. Promise. Father, we thank you for the message. We thank you, God, for allowing us to sit down and take a look of our own shortcomings. Not our brothers, not our sisters, but our own shortcomings. We want to be difference makers in this city. We want to be different makers in this world. We cry out for America. Many of us have never seen it in the place that it is right now. I'm afraid to watch the news. I'm afraid to what crazy things coming next from the Washington. But I know we need to regain our power. Diana regained her power. We can do the same. We can regain the power that you've given us. It is time we wake up and realize that that little sin that nobody sees, that little sin that we've been hiding from everybody, is the very thing that is robbing us of our power. We pray for strengthening today. And we pray for the courage to face the truth, to let go of the sin, that we might walk in power. We thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.